This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
We are.
We are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
Welcome, welcome to another month of Weird Spam. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much for being you and supporting Weird Distractions podcast. This month, I'm joined by the hilarious, the punny, and the most just best person podcasting.
Oh, damn.
John from Reddit on Wiki.
I like that introduction. That was an ego boost for today. Hello, hola, como está, como está? I don't know what else, other language. You beautiful weirdos. Hey, how are you doing?
How are you doing, John?
To quote the great script song, still alive, but I'm barely breathing. So I feel like that's a story of everyone's lives working.
Right.
And capitalism, baby.
Capitalism.
We just get... done in the butt, no lube with these jobs.
It is dry out here, let me
tell
you.
It is dry. I'm like, man, I'm like close to selling something.
Whether it's,
I need some cash, baby.
Whether it's my feet or my undies, something's got to give.
Oh, man. Hey, I hope some of y'all into scarred feet, because I got surgery on both of mine.
Nice. Love it. It just adds more, texture? Diversity?
Texture, yeah, you could say. You could say filleted toes if you're into that type of stuff. So, you know, it is what it is.
Some people are into that.
There's a market for everybody.
There's a market for everybody. Speaking of markets, for those that are new tuning in, Weird Spam is basically a monthly series. It's a lighter series. It's comedic. It's improv. It's giggles and bits. Where basically myself and a guest host being John this month read three weird emails that ended up in my inbox because for some fucked up reason, I'm getting all of the spam emails like tenfold, just constantly. So why not capitalize on all of it?
True that.
Yeah, and get some comic relief because you know what? Therapy is expensive.
Therapy is very expensive.
Right?
We tell people get therapy all the time, but we do not factor in the cost. So that's on you guys.
That's on you. Mm-hmm. That is on you. Before we dive in to the emails, John, I'm wondering if you could answer a question I have, because I've been thinking about what to ask you because you've already answered my typical interview questions.
Yes.
What is the weirdest Wikipedia page you've stumbled upon? And it could be like, maybe it was an actor or I don't know.
I wouldn't really say like a weird Wikipedia page, but for those who don't know, in the past, I've hosted another podcast that involved a lot of puns and a lot of death in a comedic way. So I've seen a lot of Wikipedia pages where like list of like the most bizarre deaths. And a lot of them are pretty hilarious.
Okay.
Murder not included. This is all like accidental, like stupid shit that people did type of thing. So that was pretty interesting. And again, I don't want to classify it as weird, but I do love me like some conspiracy theory stuff too. So I've been really into it, and I watched a documentary recently about the Malaysian flight.
Yes. What do you think happened? I'm dying to know.
Aliens.
You think it was aliens?
No, I don't think it's aliens. I think it's just, I don't know. Is that the Asian version of like the Bermuda Triangle? Is that what I'm hearing too? So I don't know.
I think that's definitely one of them. My like personal opinion is that it has something to do with a country that starts with its name starts with an R and ends with an A.
Oh, that too. Yes, yes.
Like, not to throw shade, but like that country is always up to something. Always, it seems. So
yeah,
you know, there's that.
I could see it. And, you know, and government likes to hide a bunch of things. So I'm pretty sure all the government knows what the hell happened to those people. Mm-hmm. But they ain't going to tell nobody about it.
Oh, hell no.
Definitely not.
I will say, I think when it comes to Wikipedia, I'm a sucker for like Wikipedia rabbit holes. Like I'll look somebody up and then I'll be like, oh, who's their partner? Like, who's their sibling?
Oh,
and then
yes.
you like end up on like, I don't know, 6 degrees.
This is just like a string. Yes, pretty much.
That's my favorite shit.
It's fun. And it's also a great time suck if you have nothing to do with your life. But right. also it's a good time suck if you don't want to deal with life. So go both ways.
It's a rabbit hole. You know what? I bet you some people classify it as like the original TikTok before TikTok was a thing, because technically TikTok, oh my gosh, is a time suck. But Wikipedia has been around for a really long time, and it's not videos, but like if you need to kill an hour and a half. Yeah.
I love you, Wikipedia, but I will not donate $3 to your ass.
Absolutely not. You don't need it. Bunch of stingy assholes. Speaking of stingy assholes, I'm wondering, John, if you could read your first email.
All right. Let's see. Speaking of, so is this the one about the important housing?
Ooh, yeah. Start with that one.
All right. So I was forwarded an email by the great Underbaki. That's what we call her on Reddit, on Wiki, by the way, guys.
So flattering.
Of course. It's only fitting. You're amazing. So
it
forwarded. The title is Important Housing Information. Evan. Is your name Evan?
No.
Are you going to bring me to life, Evan? Wake me up.
I have a sense that it's not Evan.
Oh, God. Well, anyways. Again, hey there, Evan. Pretty sure it's Alex, but go off. I know how hard it is for so many people looking for a place to live right now.
Facts.
It's facts. What makes things even more difficult is the lack of clarity. Just like how you can't clarify that you don't know who you're talking to. It seems like different states have different rules, and sometimes counties within the same states have their own rules. So it's important to find a it's important to find reliable source of information to help you navigate the maze of red tape. And I'm not Canadian, but you done fucked up, Evan. It's
provinces. Look at that.
Look at that.
Wrong target audience,
Evan. Or
I'm Evan.
Oh, not Evan.
I'm Evan.
The person. Oh, you're Evan. Yes, right. I do my best to provide you with the most up-to-date information available. Mm. And today, I have an interesting article to share with you. This article will give you an outstanding affordable housing resource. I will not click that link. And let me know what you think. Keep an eye out for more valuable emails. Talk soon. Micah, account manager from refiunionnews.com.
If it wasn't for like the repetitive Evan, hey Evan, you'd almost believe it.
Yeah. I still wouldn't click it.
No.
And this is coming from a guy who always goes to questionable websites all the time. Like, not clicking. Come on.
Yeah, I know. Well, if
I have standards, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So it's got to end in hub or I'm not clicking.
Right. I can list 100 different other websites besides hub, but let's not talk about that.
Let's not talk about it. All right. I will read my first email. Hopefully nothing breaks in the process. My first email is from Mr. Yawn.
Like I'm sleepy yawn?
Well, maybe it's Yan.
What's it spelled?
Y-A-N.
Yan?
Yan?
Yan.
Yes. Okay, Yan. All right. The title of the email is RE Confirm. And the email itself reads, "Greetings to you. I have a business proposal valued US 18 mil, which will be of mutual benefit to both of us. Kindly reconfirm your names and direct contact phone numbers, interest for more details, .. Appreciate your timely response. Thanks, Mr. Yan."
So damn, you know, this fool's old as hell with the damn ellipses.
Yeah. Well,
..
Yeah.
I mean, I could use $18 million, but really, if you're going to reach out to me offering me $18 million, you better know who the hell I am, and I'm not going to reconfirm my name.
Well, and not only that, but like timely matter. Mm-hmm. Hello, it's 2023. Anxiety is consistently through the roof. You do not need to give me a timeline.
Yeah. Every time my work gives me timeline, I do not want to do it.
No, it makes me hate it. Want to reply less.
Yeah.
Yep. 1,000%.
Agreed.
What's your next email?
My next email. You only sent me two, right?
Three.
You sent me three? Where's the third one?
Oh, no. If not, I will send another.
I only have two. Please send me another one. I only got the psychic one next.
Oh, the psychic one. That's a good one. All right. You go off with that. I'll find another.
This one is from Ronald Jacobs. They spell their email Jacobs. Jacobs. I already know this fool sus as hell. He still has AOL.com.
Oh, so that computer's got to be like, the computer fan is probably just filled with like dust and crumbs. You know.
Oh, this
it is
like dial up still. So, anyways, ASL, Ronald. If you're not old enough, then you probably won't know what that is.
Yeah.
All right. Title is "Your Psychic Business and Our Services: A Perfect Match."
Ooh.
Hello, dear. Mm. I'm sure you are doing good. I believe you are a psychic, a fortune teller, or a spiritualist. Damn, you're just hitting all of them, huh?
I know.
I'm a psychic. I'm a fortune teller. Look, fortune. pun intended. I am an internet marketing. You are an internet marketing. I'm an internet marketing being who specializes in marketing for people in your profession.
What?
No. I am internet marketing being who specializes in marketing. That is redundant as hell.
Well,
Ronald.
And like, tell me you. Tell me you didn't just like that person didn't just Google online jobs and just like copied and pasted.
I'm a marketer who experts in marketing. Holy.
Oy.
From making websites for psychics, astrologers, fortune tellers, tarot card readers, and alike to marketing their businesses on Google, Facebook, and other internet media is my trade. I hope you could have predicted that I'm gonna chuck this email elsewhere. If you plan to grow your business this year, we can talk and discuss and plan. I will give you some of my ideas and you can give me yours. And if everything goes well, we can do business together. Just reply to me back on this email to start the conversation. Mm-mm. Ronald Jacobs, business proposer.
You are a poser, Mr. Jacob.
Yeah.
Tell you that for free.
That's facts.
Don't even need to give you a hyperlink.
Mm-mm. I'm surprised they didn't have any shady links, though. So, Ronald, I give you some props for that.
Yeah, bonus points, I guess. But
yeah, you're not fishing. You're just an internet marketer. Yeah, fishy, yes. An internet marketer who specializes in marketing. Come on now. Do better with words.
My next email, email numero 20. Title is "Yours Faithful, comma."
Mm.
It is from Mr. Sal Kavar, and it reads, "I assume you and your family are in good health." Bold assumption.
Yes.
"Overdue an unclaimed sum of 15.5 mil, and then in brackets, $15,500,000 only."
Only? That's it? Come only. On, man. You broke
only.
As hell.
Cheap bastard.
Make it 25 mil. When, so I'm going to feel like it, like what Drake said.
Exactly. 25 sitting on 25 mil.
I've been long past 25 and I'm Same. Not even close to having 25 mil.
I'm Shit, like, I'm, go
like,
on.
I'm lucky to have $25 in my bank account right now.
I was gonna say I'm 29 and I think I have $29 somewhere. I don't know. It's
somewhere.
It's, money's made up.
True.
When the account holder suddenly passed on, he left no beneficiary who would be entitled to the receipt of this fund. For this reason, I found it expedient to transfer this fund to a trustworthy individual with capacity to act as a foreign business partner.
Ooh.
Ooh, wait. You will take 45%. 10% will be shared to charity, capital C, for Christ, in both countries, and 45% will be for me. Yours, faithful, Mr. Sal Caviar.
Mmm.
Caviar.
Caviar. I'm glad they're trying to give some to charity. That's very honorable of them. But capital C charity? That sounds like you throw money at that person.
Well, I'm surprised it didn't say to the widows and the orphans and the,
yeah,
you know, everyone in between. Your turn.
It is. My last one.
Ooh.
Is from Princess Rosalinda, which is weird because her email is DunfordJose789. Like, you catfishing me, princess? Or what?
I love that.
Anyways, title is Right Back.
Oh.
Good day.
Get it right back.
Good day. I am Princess Rosalinda. I'm a dying mother. And Alex is dying right now too, from the laughter.
I'm dying. I am a dying mother.
I'm a dying mother who needs your help to take good care of my only surviving daughter. And also take control of some financial issues. I would love to talk more about this if you get back to me. I'm writing with a crying heart. Cheers. Is Princess Rosalinda allergic to nouns?
Or the daughter?
They don't like to. They're just like, I'm a dying mother. Motherfucker, say I at least. Shit. Like, so yeah. I know it's you.
Yeah.
And my question is, your last remaining daughter named Dunford Jose? Just like that email. You could have tried harder, Princess.
Harder.
Come on now.
Oh my gosh. I just love like crying heart. But cheers.
But cheers, yes.
Yeah, cheers. You know what?
That sounds psychotic as hell.
Psychotic as hell.
That's me in a shower sometimes when I'm crying and then like all of a sudden I'm like, you know, the meds kick in. I'm like, oh, I'm laughing again.
Yeah. When the antidepressant finally kicks in, you're like, actually, yeah. You know what?
Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Vibing.
I feel like those, you know, those commercials where it's like they're all happy and dancing and like there's going to be side effects. You might be bleeding out of your ass. Yes. You might die the next day, but like, you know, it's just a happy commercial. So yeah.
But you're getting your like serotonin that. Now, so fuck it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's all good.
My gosh. All right. My last email. It is titled, Kindly Accept My Donation, capital D for donation.
You said capital D?
Capital D.
Oh, you got that big D then. All right, cool.
Big donation energy.
Hey, I'll take that.
Yep. It is from Mrs. Catherine Pascal. Ooh. So are you related to Pedro? Just wondering.
That dude is so awesome.
Oh my God. I could stare at him all day long. And I might. I'm not going to lie.
He's a handsome dude.
Right. The email reads, Dear Beloved, I am Mrs. Catherine Pascal, an aging widow suffering from cancer, capital C, illness, period, space. I have some funds with 500 kilograms of gold, which I have inherited from my late husband, the sum of $100 million.
Damn.
And I needed a very honest and sincere individual or cooperate organization that will use the fund for work of humanity. I found your email address from the Human Resources Database. Wait, there's a Human Resources Database?
I don't think so, and I work there.
I was going to say, aren't you HR?
We don't have that. It's specific per company. There's no, like, a database of just HR. What? Right? Unless there's a secret society that I don't know about that I'm not a part of.
I mean,
am I? I'm just kidding. I didn't freeze.
We just, like, deadpan like, wait, what? Next week on Weird Distractions. Okay, human resources database, and decide to contact you. Pity. Please, if you would be able to use these funds for the work of humanity, as I have stated here, in order to fulfill my late husband's wishes, please kindly reply back to me immediately. Thanks, regards, kind wishes, Mrs. Catherine Pascal.
So proper.
But I think it's like princess vibes or something. Just
I know. Just like curtsy your way out.
But yeah.
I don't even need you to give me like 100 kilograms. And you know what? American pounds. Yeah. I don't know what pounds. That is.
I don't know.
But yeah, know. Just give me like a couple kgs of that. You know, I'd be happy. You don't got to give me the whole thing so I don't have to do it for humanity. Because, you know, selfishly, fuck them people sometimes, man.
Fuck them people.
I need the cash, baby.
We started this episode saying how we need money.
Yeah.
We're ending this episode saying how we need money.
Please.
Money. Speaking of money and speaking of things that are of value, John, thank you so much for recording with me today.
Despite
all of the weirdest hiccups in this recording.
Wouldn't be Weird Distractions without the weird things happening. So
very true. And before we sign off, I know more than likely my patrons are probably listening to Reddit on Wiki, but I feel like I would be a bad network partner if I didn't let you tell the folks where they can find you and, you know, shine a light on Reddit on Wiki for a hot minute.
Absolutely. Well, you can find us Reddit on Wiki wherever you find your podcast. We're also on YouTube. We have new episodes out Mondays and Friday every week for our Monday episodes. Actually, we have Alex writing for us for our This Day History portion. So if you enjoy Weird Distractions, you're going to enjoy that segment as well. But pretty much what we do is Mondays, we talk about like just random subreddits and we just get into it. And then Fridays specifically for Am I the Assholes? Because there's a lot of assholes in the world, including these people that sent these spam messages. Stop spamming my girl, all right? God damn, or else we're going to fight. Princess Rosalinda with a Dunford Jose freaking email address. Get your shit together. But yeah, you can
be on site.
Yes, on site. I don't care if you're dying with cancer. Like, I'll help expedite that shit. Anyways, yeah, you can find us wherever you find your podcast. Go to redditonwiki.com for all our info. And yeah, that's it.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. And as always, if you need distraction, we got you. Bye.